Carson said, you never know what might happen in the last 24 hours, but it's been a fairly peaceful legislative session.
I was disappointed that there wasn't more bills that actually got through the process on air quality. There were a couple that I had some hope that they might have gone through. One of them was to allow the state to set standards higher than federal standards. To me, that's common sense to at least have the ability to do that.
Two bills were passed that affect the county's ability to pass a tax increase and the citizens' ability to mount referendum against those tax hikes. The county became interested in that when it approved increases for the municipal fund and service area number 6 in 2012, only to have those held up by a successful citizen petition drive. The first bill, Carson said, came from Park City's representative in the House.
One was House Bill 238, and that was presented by Representative Craig Powell, and that one was approved, and it limits the citizens permitted to participate in local referendums to those that actually live in that geographic area. Again, that to me is a common sense one, that you shouldn't have people outside of an area voting on taxation issues within a certain geographic area.
The second bill, SB 134, came from Senator John Valentine.
I mean, it's a pretty complex process, but it shortens the time period for actions taken with regards to a referendum petition relating to a change in property tax rate. And if a county follows those procedures, it will actually do away with the August Truth in Taxation. So we can still have the process of the citizens having the ability to petition to put a tax increase to a referendum, yet it'll take place at the time that we set our budget in December rather than having it occur once then and then a second time in August. And then by the time you know if you have a petition that was successful, you've already spent three quarters of your budget.
County Council Member Kim Carson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.